It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
It was a borrowed car. Mine was in the shop. I had looked at the gas gauge earlier, and it registered half full. But there I was, sitting nearly directly under a traffic light at one of the busiest intersections in town. I had checked the motor out pretty good and decided that the trouble was either a bad fuel pump or just plain out of gas. I raised the hood on the car as a signal to those behind me that I was having trouble. It certainly wasn't an ideal location to have car trouble, but the car was too heavy for me to push out of the line of traffic by myself. I left it unattended long enough to make a phone call to the garage and inform them of my troubles. They said they would send a wrecker immediately. After I returned to the car, I decided to give it a try to see if I was indeed out of gas. There was a gas station just directly across the street, so I walked over and asked the attendant if he had a gas can that I could borrow to get some gas in to take to the car, which he could see. He told me he didn't have one, that someone had borrowed his and had not returned it. I then asked him if he had anything that I could carry some gas in, that my car was stranded in the middle of the street, as he could see, and I figured it just might be out of gas. Well, I got the cold shoulder treatment all the way. He said he didn't have a thing to carry gas in, and said it in such a way that I got the message. I saw a water can and several empty oil cans around, but I decided that if he didn't want to help, I wouldn't try to force him. I walked back to the car and stood outside to wait for the wrecker. I guess I waited something like 15 to 20 minutes. Several hundred cars passed me at that intersection. They were all makes and models. Some expensive cars passed, and some that were more in my class drove by. Nearly all the drivers gave me a look. They were mixed looks. Some didn't like it because I was blocking traffic. Others looked as if they saw a man who was having car trouble, but it wasn't of any interest to them. I watched them all pass me by, and in my mind was a thought, isn't anybody going to offer to help? I must admit I got a totally negative reply to my self-question. Nobody was interested in the least way in helping me. Well, being a Mississippian, I thought at least someone would stop to help. I was in the hospitality state, and I was a native of it. By and by, I noticed a very old model car, which appeared as if it might stop running at any moment, and it began to pull alongside as if it was going to stop. I noticed that the man who was driving the car was a black gentleman. He and his wife and family, about five children, were in the car. He got out. I saw he was dressed in clothes full of holes and patches. He came up and spoke. "Anything I can do to help?" he asked. Well, I explained the situation to him and thanked him for his offer. But the wrecker was on his way, and really there wasn't much he could do to help. But as he drove away, I thought of the parable of the Good Samaritan. Indeed, the truths that the Galilean carpenter taught are enforced by the experiences of everyday life.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.